Hello, Brian.
Hello.
Hi, Brian. My name is Nadine. How are you doing today? Doing well?
I'm fine. Yeah.
Awesome.
You?
I'm good. I'm glad it's Friday. We're heading towards the end of the day now, so looking forward to the weekend. I see that you were speaking, with Andrew, my representative. And I'm just grabbing the notes he had sent over to me. Did he do a good job explaining to you the outline of the program, like the reason for the call?
I know really nothing about your company. I answered a phone call, and the first lady was combative, so she ended up hanging up, and I called back expecting to hear that the number was not in service. I was assuming that you guys were doing some sort of call spoofing and scamming, honestly. There's quite a bit of that.
So, yeah.
So
yeah, it seems like 'tis the season. Yeah. So basically the reason that we were calling today, our company is Local Splash. We are a Google Channel partner. In fact, we're based out of Fountain Valley, California. And we were actually reaching out to you today, Brian, regarding a position that had just opened up within our company for your category. They're within the local map first page of Google. And so basically...
Somebody else in my area, that does what I do was not getting a... worthwhile return on their investment, so they canceled you guys?
No. Typically, when these positions open up, it's either because, one, they have moved out of the area, so they need to be verified in their new location. Another reason is because they've just decided to close the doors or they've sold the business, and typically when they sell the business, the new owner already has their own marketing in place. So it's not like they're trying to inherit what the previous owner had. I don't know the specific reason why this position opened up, but my team is actually given a list of businesses to call throughout the area to find us a company that's a good fit. And what put you on that list is because you have some type of online presence, no like actual presence on the first page of Google. I mean, like you have your Google business profile, right? I see that there's, I think, even a website attached to it, but it's not like right on that first page. If people are searching for your company by name, of course they'll find you, right? But if they're looking specifically for your services, you're not coming up there. So because of the online presence that you do have is why we were reaching out to see if this would be something that might interest you. Hello?
Yeah. I'm here. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. No worries. Does that kind of clarify or?
I mean, it's basically just I receive at least a dozen calls just like this a day.
I'm not surprised. I wouldn't think we were the first ones that called you, and I know we're not going to be the last ones either. What has held you back from moving forward with anyone? Is it just a concern of you don't know who it is that you're talking with or kind of skeptical? Have you tried it in the past with another company and it didn't work?
Well, I've tried Yelp, for instance, and they bill an exorbitant amount of money, and the ROI is not even worth mentioning.
Well, Yelp is a directory, which is different from Google.
Sure. Everyone that I've spoken to in the industry says that services like this are throwing good money after bad, unless they have like a multi-million dollar advertising budget where they're throwing some cash everywhere. But it's companies like mine that are small. Everyone that I've talked to said I'm better off with the yard sign.
Well, Not necessarily. You know, honestly, it depends. Like, if you're wanting to run Google ads, then yeah, you're going to have to invest quite a bit, right? You'll have to invest quite a bit just to be able to target the, to get more impressions, right? Because that's more investment with Google ads, and they're very expensive. I'm not going to say they're not. They really are. But the more you allocate to the budget, then of course, the more money you're going to make, right? The better the conversion rate, the more impressions. I mean, that's what it all boils down to when it comes to the Google ads. Have you ever done any Facebook marketing?
So any of the advertising things that I've tried over the years through multiple businesses, the ROI never seems to balance out on them. Word of mouth is one where I don't waste my time because people know who they're getting and they appreciate that. Anything that, like what you're describing to me that I've done, has equated to cold calling, where at best you average 1 out of 10 calls, which essentially means 90% of the time I'm running around wasting my time on somebody who is not prepared to make a purchase and is essentially just window shopping.
Uh-huh.
And as a general contractor, for each one of those, I have hours of my time invested. And then I pay per lead or per click or, you know, a set monthly fee, but typically it does not work out.
So then you have tried, you've had tried. So that's what I'm trying to get at. So you've tried it, and this is what makes you skeptical, because you didn't get the results on what you were investing, right? You weren't getting that return.
Everybody promised, you know, miraculous results, and I've yet to find anybody that actually delivered even mediocre results.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I mean, I hear that quite often, but at the end of the day, you know, Brian, I'm going to be, this is what I'm going to tell you. I have different options that we can offer you, but if in your mind, you're just not, you know what I mean? If it doesn't interest you, then it doesn't interest you. I'm not here to twist your arm. I'm not here to generate another bill. I would like to offer you different programs that we offer to see if there would be something that would be a better fit for you, but it kind of sounds like your mind is set.
I'm definitely skeptical of it.
That is fair.
Man enough to admit when I'm wrong and own it when I'm not, and am probably one of the best advocates somebody that does right could ever have, which I have lots of references on that. But people that know me want to work with me and are willing to wait for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fair. I mean, if that's where we're at, that's okay. You know, Brian, I do want to thank you for even taking the time to speak with me. I'm sorry there wasn't anything that we could at least maybe go over a little bit more in depth to kind of show you the difference. It sounds like you've had a lot of people make promises and did nothing for you, and that just kind of left that sour taste in your mouth, right? I know I feel that way.
Well, just so you know, that with you guys is what has been promised to me, and we've done everything except for discuss any type of pricing or really what all you guys do, other than you guys said that you make one person appear on the first page.
And I mean, and I can tell you what options there are. Like, seeing that you have the website, we wouldn't change it. We just want to make sure your website's always attached. It was noted that you target a 50-mile radius for potential clients, and you are doing both residential and commercial. Am I correct?
Yep.
Okay. I saw also, now, have you created the business Facebook page yet, by chance?
No.
Okay. Do you ever go on Facebook at all?
I very rarely.
Okay. And I'll tell you why I kind of lean more towards this package with the Facebook, along with the Google advertising, is because Google and Facebook work very well together hand in hand. The Platinum package, which is a package I would select for you, it includes both the Google local listing optimization. So it would be taking your profile that you currently have, optimizing it to the first page and maintaining it there. Okay. By your keywords and your search terms. Whether someone's looking for, you know, home additions, if you want to be found for remodeling or any specific services that you want to be listed for, we make sure that they see you coming up always as a top recommended option. I will not tell you what number you're going to be at because I couldn't give you that. It depends on where they're performing the search from and what keywords they're using. Now, we do content creation on Bing. We build you a business Facebook page and we do Facebook advertising. Facebook ads do what we call retargeting. When someone does a search on Google for your services and then they're on Facebook, they're just looking at pictures or stories, they will be retargeted with your ad. That's going to help you also reach more new potential clients. We can make that ad unique to target an audience by interest, income level, or by location. Now, once they click on your ad, they are calling you directly. A lot of our clients have seen great results. You're not going to incur click fees from it because I'll be providing you a flat rate. Again, making sure that your website's always attached. We're not going to tinker with it. We're not going to make changes. We just want to make sure it's attached, and we cover the mobile platform. Whenever someone is using their iPhone, their Android, or their tablet to search for your services, we make sure that they are still finding you on that first page. So basically, what we offer you is covering all of your bases. With a discounted rate that I'm going to offer you, because it is 3 years that you've been in business, we still consider you a new company. So with the new in business rate, you're looking at a monthly flat rate of $349 a month with a one-time $99 setup fee. Basically, your initial investment would be $448 to get it started, and then you pay $349 every month after that. No contracts, no click fees. That is a true flat rate. And so that's what would be included. $200 of the $349, I will tell you, is what's going to be allocated to your Facebook ads that we're managing. And this is why I say, Brian, you will not incur click fees, because you're paying the flat rate. And your price, you're grandfathered into it for as long as you're with us. So it won't change on you. Every month that you're with us, it stays the same price. As far as like with timeline, I think that's important for you to know. Like realistically, when am I going to see this, all this action happen, right? So within 5 to 7 days, business Facebook pages created, you're listed in the directories, as well as being able to start logging in and tracking your results with us. So you'll have a customized tracking and reporting system that will allow you to see how many times they clicked on your Facebook ad, where they performed the location of the search, how many phone calls you received from new customers. I mean, we want you to be able to track all of that and not just take our word for it that it works. In addition, the Facebook ads will be actually visible within 7 to 14 days. Those can also already start generating phone calls for you. Of course, what we state in our terms and conditions, and this is what we send to you in writing, with us optimizing you to the first page, maintaining you there, the timeline that we're going to give is 45 to 60 days. That is our promise. There have been many times where I have seen it happen sooner. However, I will continue to stick to the 45 to 60 day timeline because I would rather underpromise and overdeliver. Of course, you would have to add us on as managers to your profile, but you continue to hold the ownership of it. We would have to be listed as managers to be able to do the optimization and SEO content creation on it and to be continuously optimizing it to stay on that first page. So typically what I would say is the first month, although a lot of it is the programming, Brian, that does not mean you won't get some calls. When you do feel the strength of this program, I'm going to say it's going to be in that second month. And we'll ask you to stick it out 2 months. So you pay monthly, but you can cancel at any time. Any questions?
Can you send details of all this in an email so I can show it to my wife and discuss it with her?
Yeah.
I mean, I get you asking the 2 month thing.
What I call it is a 2 month verbal agreement. You pay monthly, and it's because you got to keep in mind, if you were to say, well, I'm going to give it a 1 month shot, I can't guarantee that you're going to get calls in that first month because we're doing a lot of the programming, right? And I'd rather be super transparent with you. No, you had a question. Go ahead.
Yeah. What are you saying? It takes that long for my business to move to the first page, or what are you saying it takes that long for? Just for people
so with
to be
us,
familiar enough with seeing it that they start calling?
No, what I'm saying is that because with the timeline that I provided you, 5 to 7 days, directory submission, 7 to 14 days, Facebook ads are live, 45 to 60 days, no matter what, I'm going to stick to that timeline for you to have that first page placement. Because it's not just like we just hit a button and now you're on the first page. We have to be doing the optimization, the posting, the SEO content creation. That's going to optimize you to the first page and maintain you there. It's a maintenance. It's like I tell people all the time, you know, and you're probably very knowledgeable about it, but others that I speak with, they're not aware. They think it's just, oh, you press a button and I'm on there and I don't move. No, people have to consistently, our team has to consistently make sure we're managing the right keywords and search terms so that you're always coming up in those search results. As you know, Google's algorithm always changes. We have to stay on top of that. And it's part of our services that's included in the package, right? That's why I say and I share the timeline with you. And I can share that timeline. I don't have a problem with it. Other companies won't give you the timeline because they're too afraid for you to say, oh, no, that's going to take too long. I would rather be upfront and honest. And if that meant that you were like, you know what, too long of a timeline for me, okay, I respect that. Then maybe it's just not the right fit for you. No one's going to get you up there on Google any sooner than that. I say 45 to 60 because that's the timeline I've given. Have I seen it happen sooner before? Yes, I have. But I'm not going to tell you it's going to be sooner than that because if I told you it's going to take 30 days, but you weren't on the first page until day 31. Now, Brian, you wouldn't be on the phone with me saying, Nadine, you told me 30 days. I know I would be.
So what does your how does your service answer the speech-to-text? Because speech-to-text doesn't use Google, typically.
Oh, you're talking about like Siri, fine, blah, 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 or Alexa, fine, blah, blah, blah. You're talking about the voice searches?
Whenever I ask somebody something that's under the age of 40 and they don't know, they use speech-to-text. They'll grab their phone and they'll say, hey, Siri, hey, Google, whatever. Or, what's the other one?
Alexa.
The name, yes. And so how do you guys answer that?
Well, typically, so let me tell you the difference. Like those type of searches, like you know how before, well, I know some people have been paying for it, but like, they pay for the voice search, right? Because they think that that's going to get them, like, number one search results, which it really isn't. Those are putting you on a bunch of different directories that people don't even go to, which can end up generating a bunch of spam calls for you. But typically, if I go on my phone right now and I say, Siri, find me a nail shop near me. Okay, I live in Anaheim,
Hello.
California.
Sorry. Hello?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
Sorry.
It's okay.
Yep, I was switching over.
So anybody is going to be able to find you from their phone just by saying, Siri, find XYZ near me. right? But you got to at least have that Google business profile, and you got to be within the area that the location of their search is being conducted. Because if I'm using my iPhone and I'm at work, I'm using my iPhone, right? And I'm in Fountain Valley, but I want to find a nail shop near my house in Anaheim, then I'm going to have to say, Siri, find me a nail shop near blah, blah, blah. Because if I don't say that, it's going to recognize the location of my phone, and it's going to give me nail shops that are near the location of where my phone is detected, which is in Fountain Valley. So whether you pay for a voice search or not, people are still going to find you in the search results as long as they're in your area when they're performing the search. If you're not doing anything to optimize yourself to the first page of Google, keywords, search terms, watching the algorithm and so forth, posting, optimizing, it's going to be pretty hard for them to find you on the first page. And I'm going to keep it real with you. There's got to be a first page placement. What you have is a start, right? You've done the first step. What you need is the programming that goes behind it. And I don't recommend Google Ads for you right now. I don't feel that that's the better fit for you quite yet. I feel like right now the investment should be with the Google local listing and Facebook ads. So I saw an email on your website. It's bshoebottom at elevationbuilders.llc.net. Is that the email that you want me to use to send all this information to you?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you the email. Take a look at everything. Discuss it with your wife, Brian. Honestly, if it's something you're interested in, my contact information is at the bottom. You are welcome to call me. I just have to make sure that we still have the available position, and I say that because, look it, I don't pressure nobody. I don't work like that, and I don't like it when it's done to me. I have to be honest, though. We're going to still call out on this position.
Does that mean that you do pressure people?
I said I don't pressure people.
You said I don't pressure nobody.
I don't pressure anybody. I'm sorry?
That's fine. It's irrelevant.
I'm saying I don't pressure anybody. So whether you want to take up on it or not, the ball's in your court. I just want to give you the information. Okay.
Yep.
So the email that you'll be, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I was going to say that the email that I'm sending you, it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. And it'll say Google and Facebook marketing in the subject part of the email. Okay? So I notated everything that's included, price, the setup fee, so that way you have that all there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay, just got it. And that rate that you quoted me again was?
$349 is the monthly. And the one-time $99 setup fee.
And so to start with you guys, you want $449.
It would be $448, correct. That would be to get it started. And then every month after that would then be the $349.
And that's your best rate that you guys have on it?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't offer you the local only just because the local map section of Google is only going to target what Google says is your local area, 5 to 10 miles from the zip code where you verified your business. Anything outside of that, in order for you to be found, is by running ad campaigns, whether it be Facebook or Google Ads. Again, I'm going to lean towards the Google Ads because you're not having to invest as much as if you were doing the Google Ads. Google Ads are a lot more. 200, keep in mind, of the 349, 200 of that is being allocated to your Facebook ads that we're managing. So your price is 349. It's not going to have click fees on top of that. So you're paying the flat rate. I say that because I know sometimes people think, well, am I paying additional click fees because they're clicking on my ad? No, because it's included in the flat rate. So that's why I like to give you the breakdown that we're allocating $200 to your Facebook ads that we're managing. Okay.
We'll take a look at it.
All right. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Brian, and I wish you all the best. Thanks for taking our call. You're very welcome. Have a blessed weekend. Take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you.